Typhon, the father of monsters in Greek mythology. Typhon is a rare example of a being that is both a monster and a god, a potent mix that made him so feared throughout the land. Determined to rule in place of Zeus, a titanic battle was inevitable that would shape the rest of Greek mythology. So who was Typhon, and why was he so dangerous? Let's find out together right now. The birth of Typhon is a point of contention, with several versions available. Some sources state he was the offspring of Gaia, Mother Earth, who was angry at the gods for the destruction of her children, the giants. Others suggest he was the son of Hera, who, angry at Zeus for his many affairs, determined to have her own child without him. Either way, Typhon would grow up to be a great bane on the world of both mortals and gods alike. He was a giant so tall that it was said his head could touch the stars. Unimaginably monstrous, many variations exist to describe his form, with the most common features being legs that were coiled with vipers that would hiss and attack as he moved, and 100 snake heads that sat upon his shoulders and shot fire from their eyes. A huge pair of wings dominated many more pairs of smaller wings that were littered across his back, and his breath was a devastating burst of fire. Truly, a terrifying sight. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this monstrous god also had a personality to match his physical form. For Typhon, destruction was a game, and deformity was beautiful. He reduced villages to rubble and slaughtered mortals just because he could. He would even attack other gods with no thought of consequence. He was attracted naturally to the dark places and creatures of the world, eventually marrying Echidna, an equally monstrous half-woman, half-snake, with whom he bore many of the most famous nightmares we know today. Cerberus, the three-headed dog that guards the entrance of the underworld. The Sphinx, half-human, half-lion, that forces people to answer its riddles or die a gruesome death. The Nemean lion, a beast with an impenetrable hide that was eventually killed by Heracles. Just a few of the monsters that were the children of Typhon and Echidna. Given his obvious power and the fear he wielded, it was not long before the fury of Typhon would be turned towards Mount Olympus, home of the Greek pantheon and its ruler Zeus, the mighty thunder god. Typhon and Zeus would have many intense battles for control of the cosmos. Most of the gods were so afraid of Typhon that they would immediately change into their animal forms and flee upon his arrival. As is common in mythology, several accounts exist to chronicle the battles between these two epic foes. Whilst one suggests that following a short battle, Zeus was fairly easily able to defeat Typhon with his thunderbolts, another, more elaborate version tells of Typhon capturing Zeus and imprisoning him in a cave where he removed some of his tendons so that he could not escape, and Typhon would be free to torture his rival at his leisure. Hermes and Pan, however, were able to sneak into the cave and restore Zeus, freeing him to continue the battle. Whichever version you consider, Zeus was ultimately victorious, defeating Typhon and condemning him to Tartarus, throwing Mount Etna on top to trap him within, where he remains to this day. Indeed, it is said that the volcanic eruptions from the mountain in the subsequent years were the result of the furious god Typhon, struggling desperately to break free, breathing fire and causing earthquakes in his rage. A truly terrifying combination of monster and god from Greek mythology, who came very close to overthrowing Zeus and altering the legend of the pantheon and ancient Greece irreversibly. Typhon and his story form a part of the wider Greek succession myth that ultimately conveys the victory of Zeus over many of his major rivals, thus securing his now famous position as the king of the gods. A fascinating myth, and one to keep in mind the next time you pass by Mount Etna. If you do, maybe spare a thought for the mighty father of monsters, trapped just beneath your feet, and say a quiet thanks to Zeus for keeping him safely from the world.